Welcome to Maseches Yavamos, Perek Yugimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, Chapter 13, Mishnah 12, the Mishnah begins. Yavam Katan. If you have a boy that's between the ages of 9 and 13, who's a Yavam, that means his brother passes away, now his brother's wife falls to him to Yavam. Sheba Yavama Katana, and he has relations with a Yavama that's also Katana, she's under Bas Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah, Yidlu Zem Zeh, they have to grow up together with one another. He can't divorce her until he's a Gadol, until he's Bar Mitzvah. She similarly also can't accept the get. So therefore, there's nothing really you can do. Says the Mishnah, Bal Yavam Gedolah. Let's say you have a Yavam Katan. Again, you have this child that now had Yibum with a Gedolah, with a girl that's over Bas Mitzvah. To Gadlan, with Halacha is, she has to wait until he becomes a Gadol, because temporarily, at this point, he can't give her a get, and he also can't give her Chalitza. Hayavam Shamar Besach Shloshim Yoim. If a woman, a Yavama, says within the 30 days that the Yavam, quote unquote, married her, Lo Nivalti, we were never intimate together, and therefore he has to give me Chalitza. Now we force him to do chalitza because within 30 days the Yavama is believed to say that the Yavam has not yet had intimacy with her. However, says the Mishnah, la'achar shloshim yoim, let's say Yavama comes into the bezin and she says after 30 days, when she says lo nivalti, that he did not have relations with her, he says that I did, and divorces her, mevakshim heimenu sheyach leitzla. We ask from him, we request from him kindly that he should do chalitza to her. We don't force him, but we say to him, listen, please, you know, give it to her so that make sure that we are able to resolve any of her tainus, any of her complaints. Was machu moide. Let's say he himself admits that he didn't yet have intimacy with her, that he never really performed the yibum. Even if it's 12 months already, so we force him that he should do chalitza to her so now she can go and she can get married to somebody else. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Yogimel, Mishnah 13. If a woman prohibits on herself to derive benefit from her husband's brother while her husband is still alive, and now her husband dies and she falls to Yibum, so she has a neder, a vow that prohibits herself from having any hana, any benefit from her Yavam. So how do you perform Yibum? In that situation, we force him to do Chalitza, and not to do Yibum. He can't do Yibum because she can't derive any benefit from him. Let's say she made the neder. She made the vow after her husband already passed away. So there was already an obligation, a chiv, to do Yibum. Then we kindly request from him that he should do Chalitza, but we don't force him in this situation because it's her fault for making this type of neder after she already had an obligation to do Yibum. If we know that her full intention by this neder was so that she shouldn't be able to do Yibum, afilu b'chayei bala, then even if she took the neder during the lifetime of her husband, that there was no obligation for Yibum, mevakshin himenu shiachas, on that situation, we do not force him to do Chalitza. We kindly request from him that he should do Chalitza so that he can end this crazy saga. Wish you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.